potentially historic times in Britain. A nationwide referendum is going to determine if the UK stays in the European Union or leaves. For Scots, it's the second big referendum in as many years. Remember 2014? Scotland decided pretty conclusively to remain a part of Britain. One big factor for Scottish voters then, the UK was part of the EU, and it wasn't clear if Scotland would have to rejoin the EU as an independent country. So if the UK votes to leave, many Scots will be upset. There's even been talk of another Scottish independence referendum if the Brexit happens. So to get a sense of how Scots are feeling, we called up comedian Janie Godley in Glasgow. I asked her if the Brexit campaign's been different north of the border.
I think it's definitely been a different campaign because it's the first time that people like me, and I give you a background, people like me are SNP, we're Scottish nationalists, we wanted independence, but we're also socialists. And it's the first time ever I have agreed with a Tory, you know, the Conservative Party who are in power in London. We don't normally agree with anything. We don't even like breathing the same air as them, but they also agree. So we've got the Tories agreeing. We've got the Labour Party, most of them agreeing. Not all the Tories, but the majority of the Tories in Scotland. The Tory leader Ruth Davidson has agreed to remain, so the whatever Tories there is in Scotland want to remain. You've got the SNP remaining, you've got Labour remaining, so it looks like it will be a big cross-party remain, and it's one of the first times we've all been joined in the one boat, so to speak, but I don't think statistically there's still enough of us to tip that boat in the favour.
So when you think about the UK doing the Brexit, leaving the EU, what occurs to you in Scotland's future? What does that world look like?
I don't want to leave Europe. I love the fact that we've got, you know, the immigration has been the elephant in the Bremen campaign office. So, you know, people don't want to deal with the problems of immigration. I think that immigration has been absolutely handled very well from a Scottish perspective. We were the first people to take as many Syrians in. And, you know, people are worried about jobs. There's 2.5 million people who are employed in the UK as a direct result of our EU trade. So we have that as well. And I don't want to see trade and business. Our membership of the EU means every business in the country, from the corner shop right up to the trade market, 500 million people across 28 countries. It's very important to remain in the EU. To me, there's an undercurrent vibe that the Brexit campaign have run, which was based on basically racism and immigration, putting up posters of thousands and hundreds of thousands of immigration standing at the border. You know, last night, Marco, my dad got taken into hospital in Glasgow. He's fine, but people keep saying that there isn't enough hospital beds. There wasn't enough hospital beds last night, but that's because four drunk Scottish white people were fighting all over the corridor, and the swarms of immigrants that we were worried about were actually tending and caring to my dad. So I am all for remain.
They were the nurses and the orderlies, huh?
Yes, they were the doctors, and not just the orderlies. They were the doctors and the nurses. Over here, we don't have orderlies fight with the drunks. The doctors and nurses are very hands-on.
So what will the people of Scotland say if the UK decides to leave the EU? And do you think there will be another Scottish referendum on independence if that happens?
Do you know something, Marco, that I've just realised, and I got a whiff of this today? There are going to be some Scottish people who are going to vote exit, so that we will be forced into a referendum. There is tactical voting going on. There is a lot of people who have contacted me on Facebook who are pretty high up there in the political circles and saying, we're going to vote exit. And I'm like, why? They're like, well, because if Scotland gets booted out of Europe, the next referendum, we've got a safe boat home. So you have that application coming into the mix as well.
If the vote is close on Brexit, it's pretty conceivable that the huge amount of support in Scotland could be the decisive factor, the rainmaker in keeping Britain within the EU. If that happens, what about the rest of the UK? Could they be resentful towards Scotland for keeping
them
in?
I don't think there's enough people. You've got to remember, the whole of Scotland doesn't even match the whole of London's population. There isn't that many of us. We've got a lot of mountains, dude. Not a lot of people live up there. We've not got a huge population. So we're at the top of the boat. I don't think we can tip it. We don't have a big enough population to be able to do that.
So very clear, you want to stay in the EU.
I absolutely want to stay. The UE funds equality, and they fund discrimination. They fund women's economics. The Brits, the British farmers would go out without the support of the EU. We have got a lot of reasons to stay in. And I am definitely I'm a European. I'm a Scottish European. I've got so many identities. I'm British, I'm Scottish, and I'm European. and I'm a woman, and I'm a stand-up comedian, and I'm a Glaswegian, so it's all there.
Finally, Janie, let me just ask you, what are your thoughts on the word Brexit? Because to me, it sounds like the sound of someone with a bad tummy ache, but maybe a better word might have helped the Leave voters.
Yeah, it sounds like a really odd, deviant sexual possession.
I wasn't expecting that, but yeah.
You weren't, but there you go. So the next time you hear somebody saying, do you want to go for a Brexit? Say no, dude, just say no. Say no, unless it involves mountains and walking, I'm not going.
Janie Godley, good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.